On the show today, we have Rogue Credit Union's Gene Pelham talking about his credit union's digital journey and the amazing results they've experienced. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Gene Pelham from Rogue Credit Union. How are you, Gene?
I'm excellent. Beautiful sunny day in Southern Oregon today.
Right on. Oh, it's a beautiful part of the country. Oh my gosh. Very jealous of you. Very jealous of you. So, hey, and we're talking about something equally as cool. You guys have been on a digital journey of your own, and everyone's talking about digital journeys now, but what exactly does this mean? What does it mean for you guys to be on a digital journey? What do you guys want to accomplish with this?
Well, you know, Mike, we believe that that over time that consumer demands, consumer preferences will change, and we want to make sure that we're changing with our members as their needs change. Now, digital journeys mean a lot of different things to different organizations, and ours would be a little bit different because we're continuing to build branches, we're continuing to grow membership, but we're also looking at how we can be a bridge from the desired personal delivery methods that members want today,
right,
to being able to be there when it's digital delivery in the future. So,
gotcha, guys. So, what was your digital? Are you guys? I assume you guys are still on it. It's kind of like owning a home; it's never really done. So, I assume you're still on your digital journey. What did it consist of? What did you guys do?
Well, kind of a little background in that I serve on a Federal Reserve Committee with Internet Bank CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that he said was their priority is to personalize the digital experience.
Gotcha.
Well, from our perspective, we've got an exceptional personal experience. And so our objective is now, how do we digitize the exceptional personal experience mm-hmm. that we have? One of the beliefs is that in general, people want affiliation. And so if it's just an app sitting out there that there's no real meaning to, we think that that's a much harder area to compete with. But if we can build affiliation around our brand, around our connection to our community, mm-hmm. and then transport that from an exceptional physical model to an exceptional digital model, then we'll be one of the survivors.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've heard this term in the last couple of weeks called phygital. It's like mixing physical and digital, and it's kind of combining the two, the best of both worlds, basically. Is that kind of what you guys are going for?
Yeah, and actually I heard this. I can't remember where I heard it, but and I won't claim fame to it, but click and mortar. It's really that, and ours is really mortar and click from that perspective, is that we believe that our branches are the portal to the member experience, and ultimately will be the portal to our digital experience as we move forward. By creating branches that are community focused, easily accessible, with very friendly people, we draw our members in, and then with competent, now at this point, they're not leading edge by any stretch of the imagination,
yeah,
but competent digital services, we're creating that experience. Now we're moving from our branch only model to working with interactive teller machines. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so we call them express teller machines, and we're now putting those in our drive-ups. We're putting them in standalone locations. And the really exciting part is that members love, they get to know the individual tellers, whether it's Colton or Lisa or Patty. When they talk to me about our interactive teller machines, they talk about Colton or Lisa or Patty or Melissa as they go forward. And so we see those as an exceptional bridge from the personal experience to the digital experience. We're building a comfort level, even with some of our most senior members, to use technology they would have never used before.
Yeah, it sounds like they're still making a connection. Because if you go to an ATM, it's just, okay, I'm gonna either make a deposit or get some cash back or whatever. But with the interactive teller machine, I mean, they're making a face-to-face connection. So there's still that connection there that you would, you know, that you would get with a regular teller visit, right? Correct?
Right, exactly. Okay. And so when they walk away or drive away from that ATM, what they're thinking of is, oh, Patty or Colton was so nice. I just love them. And I did a digital transaction. Mm-hmm. When you drive away from an ATM transaction, I got my cash. You know, either I paid a fee or I didn't pay a
fee.
And so that kind of thing. But what's really exciting for us is what we're seeing is that as members get more and more comfortable with the interactive teller machines and know that they're there if they need them, they're actually using more and more ATM transactions. So from going from a 50-50 percentage to 70-30 ATM versus 30%, 70% ATM to 30% personal, we're seeing that. So we're actually creating even greater efficiency, but the same level of affiliation and comfort that we're there when we need you.
Gotcha, gotcha. And so when did you guys start this, your journey, so to speak, and how far along are you?
You know, I guess I would actually say we've started that journey 20 plus years ago, 30 plus years ago, however you might say it.
Right.
Personally, I was kind of an early adopter of a lot of technology and wanted to utilize those things. As a credit union, while we've known that we have to make the digital transition, really this year is the year that we have said, okay, you know, all stops, we're focusing on creating exceptional member experiences. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do that through people, which we are great at right now, mm-hmm. process and technology. We know that we need to build our amazing people and bridge the process and the technology to make that, to be able to digitize the personal experience going forward.
Yeah.
So and it's a very long journey, Mike. And, and one of the things that we're seeing is we're growing branches right now. A lot of credit unions look at me and go, you're absolutely crazy. We built three brand new branches and replaced an existing storefront branch last year. We've got three more branches that we're opening this year. We're growing membership over the last 4 years, over 10% annualized on a regular basis. But we're in a kind of a confined, maybe rural market in that most of the major financial institutions are exiting what they call these tertiary markets. Mm-hmm. Bank of America sold 15 branches and so on.
Goodness.
And they're saying they're closing the branches because they say consumers want to do business digitally, and we're growing membership at the fifth fastest growing credit union over the last 5 years in membership.
Wow. It sounds like you're bucking the trend, so to speak, in a good way.
We are, and we're in a unique area. You know, from the perspective of credit unions in metropolitan areas, the cost of land and everything, it's impossible. But for us, we're able to do that and focus on, we know the digital transformation is more important from the perspective of we create resilient relationships. Mm-hmm. We create relationships that no matter what the delivery method, the delivery mode, that there's still an affiliation to Rogue Credit. And we believe a long time ago, our marketing folks don't like me very much because they wanted to come up with target markets that said, you know, age this and job that and all these other things. And I said, no, that's not going to work in this market. What works is our target market are community builders, people that value being part of a community, value being part of something bigger. Mm-hmm. That target market has driven our growth. 4 years of double-digit growth in shares, 4 years of double-digit growth in lending, 4 years of double-digit growth in membership, 4 years with the important part, 4 years of double-digit growth in net worth. So we're not giving it away.
Yeah.
Members are paying for a service that we provide.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any, what lessons have you learned along the way in your 20-year digital journey? Are there any lessons that you want to pass on to other folks looking to do something similar?
I think lesson number one is don't read white papers written by New York researchers and apply it to Southern Oregon.
Right.
That doesn't work at all as we go forward. It's we have to really look at what our market is, what our members are telling us.
Yeah.
We're an NPS shop, net promoter shop, and so we focus very intently on what our members are saying and listening to it. And they want personalized home-based services, people that they can trust, mm-hmm. So that they have a place that they can trust their money with. We're growing membership at that rate, but at the same time, we're growing aggregate balances. So even though we're growing very rapidly mm-hmm. in new members, which you would think wouldn't bring full relationships with them, they're bringing the full relationships as the other institutions exit the market or close branches or reduce drive-up hours or those types of things.
That's good for you guys, though, if they're doing that.
We'll take it. It's not happening in a lot of other places, but for us it is. And fortunately, because of our strategy of really creating a value that's not solely based on price, mm-hmm. we're able to maintain our growth. Over 1% ROA for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's not like we're creating enough income to sustain this growth at the pace that we're growing.
Yeah, I mean, you have the results to prove what you're doing is working. So that's really, really cool. What's next for you guys? What's next in your digital journey here?
Well, right now, we've got teams working on breaking down things like, let's say, the mortgage process. We know Rocket Mortgage is out there, and they're making things simple, and they're doing all those other things. So what can we do in our mortgage process? Because to be honest with you, I recently went through our mortgage process. It's horrendous. 56 pages of disclosures, 31 signatures, all of those things. And so I don't know why they chose mortgages first, but maybe they heard me complain too much about the process. But so we're looking at that. We're also looking at our new member experience. Last year, we focused on our online new account opening and online lending process. Mm-hmm. And even with just a few tweaks, we went from a 15% closure rate in new accounts to almost a 40%.
Wow.
In loans, we went from 16% to like 46%.
Goodness.
By just making a few tweaks of improving the process and making it more easy for members to work through the process.
Yeah, because I've heard of, you know, there's been studies and stuff, and I don't know if they were done by New York people, but but there's a lot of if the member, or even in any type of retail environment, if there's any kind of cumbersome hurdles you got to jump, there's a huge abandonment rate. So it sounds like you guys have kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's not good. That works here and that type of thing, and you've made the proper adjustments to more than double the results there. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it was really exciting when we discovered that. And of course, that got everybody in the organization excited. Is that it's not revolution that creates success. It's one easy button at a time.
Yeah.
Is finding one more step that we can make easier for the member along their journey. We really look hard at what we call the member corridor, as to the various touch points that members come into our system and then exit the system. And we look at all those touch points and then try to find ways where the biggest opportunities are, where the tightest constrictions are, and even opening that tightest constriction up 1%, 2%, 5% makes a huge impact.
No doubt. Oh, gosh, I love this story. And I think folks out there are, gosh, when we're talking about a digital journey, they're like, you know, reinventing the wheel and just scrapping everything and starting from scratch. But you guys have proven once again that, hey, just a little tweak here, a little tweak there can, you know, result in huge results. So it's not such a daunting experience, it sounds like.
No, it's not. And you know, one of the biggest concerns that we had is as we did our measured and methodical approach to the digital journey, we'd lose millennials along the way and so on. But actually, last year, our millennial membership base grew 13%.
Nice.
So if you think about that, and our net promoter scores for our millennials are in the low 70s, which is, we're in the high 70s as a credit union. Mm-hmm. But actually, 70s for an NPS for millennial for a non-technology focused credit union. That's pretty good.
I would think so, too. I totally agree there. Gene, this has been a fantastic, fantastic story. I love this story. Anything else to add, to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom for folks out there going
on? Well, you know, my firm belief is, you know, I see credit unions that are all physical delivery, all digital delivery, and they're going to dump the physical delivery. We saw a recent report just earlier this week that banks have closed more branches than ever before over the last year.
Yep.
And I really believe that from a member perspective, members aren't ready for, you know, absolutes on either end.
Mm-hmm.
And so really think hard about making sure that you make the emotional and the physical and the digital transformation at the pace that your members are willing to make it.
Yep.
There are ends on both sides that will, you know, we've got, you know, 5% of our local population that won't do business with us because we don't have a Bank of America quality internet banking experience. But we're growing membership at plus 10% over 4 years in a row. Yeah. So
that's a great message to end on. Gene, thank you so much. You guys, sounds like you guys are hitting it out of the park. So keep up the good work. Maybe we can check back again in like 6 months or so and see how you guys are doing as well. It'd be fun.
Yeah. I'd love to report on the process for the mortgage and our new account opening that we're focusing on through our focus on creating exceptional member experiences.
Indeed. Well done again, Gene. Thank you so much. And keep up the good work up there in Oregon. All right.
Okay, take care.
Me too.